Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Remember, if you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me or you want me to speak at your next event, you can email our producer, Natalie, for all that nonsense. Her email is nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. You can also give us a call at 480-648-5149. Do it now before you forget, because we love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, I am chatting with Alan Trim from New Clean. New Clean has been serving the Newmarket, Bury, and Cambridge areas of the UK with commercial cleaning services since 1983. Alan's family purchased it 8 years ago, and Alan himself got involved about a year and a half ago. If you want to reach out to Alan and his team, you get a hold of him at www.newclean.co.uk. Alan, welcome to Cleaning Nation.
It's a pleasure to be here, Mike. Fantastic.
Glad to have you on the show. Yeah, I think you are... Love talking to folks from the UK. I think I don't think we've had more than three or four, so it's exciting to have you on. I would love for you to give, I gave a quick introduction, but tell us a little bit more about how you got involved with the cleaning business and how you got involved with Grow My Cleaning Company and what's going on in your world today.
Well, yeah, first of all, yeah, thank you for having me on. It's great to be on here because I've listened to several of your podcasts and they're fantastic, so you're doing a great job. But yeah, I basically have been behind our family cleaning business for about a year and a half. And before I took over, my dad had been going into retirement. So he'd wound down the amount of contracts he had down to just a few really that served him getting into his later years. And I got involved in the business after a breakup in relationship, and I was studying counseling before and I completed my degree. And both these things kind of come to an end and I needed to make some money. So I saw cleaning as a route to do that, but I was kind of uncertain as to how I'd go about building business and what I'd do. And in the end, through necessity, I built a website, which you can see it in its form. It's fairly simple. It's a bit circa 2003, but it does its job. And I kind of created a brand I thought would be eye-catching to our area. And we've got like a horse in the logo because that's the symbol of our area in Newmarket, where I'm from. It's the home of horse racing. So it's synonymous with horse racing. So I kind of had the logo and it has this kind of clean presentation and it kind of resonated with people and we advertised a bit and we've kind of grown from there. And now we've got 31 contracts on. I've got, I think, well, including family, there's three members of our family that work for us. I've got 12 people working for us and three of them are full time. And it's just been an incredible journey, really, from the moment of being so out of my depth in pricing jobs that are the size. I think, oh my God, how am I going to price this? I have no idea how to even do it, and to suddenly you get your rhythm and you get your understanding and you get your pattern and you begin to just understand how the semantics of the business work and things start to go well. You have some learning moments where you make what we call in England cock-ups and you make mistakes, but you don't know, you turn them around, you turn them into something positive and you just keep going. And one thing I'll say that I know I've heard spoken about on here before and I think is so true, but it's the days where you feel beaten up and you feel like you can't go on, or you think, oh, this is maybe not going to work. And you get through those days, and there's always the rewards for doing that, no matter how hard things get, to keep going. And you'll always be rewarded for that, I think. And it's been true over the last year and a half for me. So,
well, shoot, if you've gone from two cleaning contracts to over 30 in the last year and a half, I would love, and I'm sure Cleaning Nation would love to hear, can you give us a quick 30-second overview of what you did to make that change in the business?
Well, first of all, it sounds a little bit sinister, but I had friends of mine who came out of working for another cleaning company in the area, and they gave me some leads as to what other cleaning contracts in the area weren't happy. And that could seem a little bit like you're moving into underhand territory. But at the same time, they said that these cleaning contracts are looking for other people. They named one business in particular, which were one of the biggest in our area. And from that moment in, we kind of got I approached the company. They said, yes, we're looking for another cleaner. I went into this huge premises. I mean, they're a rogue recovery agent in Newmarket, and they cover a huge area, and they've got several other subsidiary businesses. So I went into this environment, and my thing is this clean presentation. You talk professionally. I mean, you for me, just how you present yourself is so important, and everything I attempted to do in the world, I emailed, like whenever I have a correspondence with a client, it's always well presented, well put. I mean, it's punctuated correctly, and just simple things like that, I think, obviously go a long way. But yeah, that was how it started. I'm trying to think. I did network a lot at the beginning as well. I read a few. There was two books that I read from American businessmen who'd started cleaning companies, and it gave you a model of sorts how to sort of create the business. And I can't remember them exactly, but I kind of read them and had an understanding basically that they were encouraging to network. So I went out to my local chamber of commerce meetings and was networking and putting cards out, and eventually some of them turned out to be leads, and it just grew from there. Yeah. It's amazing. I can't understand totally the growth myself, really. I just think in the middle of it, people seem to just trust what you're saying. If you convey to them that what you'll say you'll do and you get it done on the time, and do you know what I mean? You say what you're going to do and you do it. That goes a long way with people. So,
all right, beautiful. Sounds like a little luck, a little hard work, a little creative thinking. It sounds like you've got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm honored to be able to kind of be a part helping. That said, how can I best help you today, my friend?
Well, I was just curious, really, because a lot of the podcasts I've listened to of yours have covered my original questions that I'd come on here with, to be honest. And the one I was just beginning to think was what the future holds for cleaning, like how, as things become more mechanized, as the driverless cars come in, and you've got obviously taxi drivers, lorry drivers, people that were formerly doing those kind of professions coming into the market, potentially starting cleaning businesses, because there's not a lot of barriers to starting a cleaning business. You can have a few cloths and a Hoover if you're starting in a very basic way, but obviously you need a bit more if you're going to do it properly. But at the same time, there isn't the sort of division between starting a business, and I just wonder how things will evolve with that, really, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, I actually like that question, because most of what we talk about, or just about everything we talk about on the show, is kind of specific questions, or how do I do this, which is obviously got value because, you know, people are here tuning in, but we don't often get to talk big picture, and I'd like to address that, because I think I may have said in small pieces when I started this podcast and decided to serve this market of owners of cleaning companies. You know, I've had a car dealership, I have a construction company, manufacturing company. Obviously, I had a cleaning company, and I specifically chose owners of cleaning companies because of all the businesses I've been associated with. I am a huge fan of the opportunity in this market, both on the residential and commercial side. And I'd love to share a little bit about why I'm so excited to encourage the listeners out there. And there's two pieces to it. One has to do with just the way the business is set up, and the second addresses what you're talking about in terms of where the market's going and what, you know, people are valuing and automation, all that good stuff. So the first piece is, in all the businesses that I've been in, I believe, yeah, the cleaning business is the only one where I had recurring revenue, and I could bill that revenue at the beginning of the month. And if I was a $1 million company, I had $80,000 in cash come in effectively, give or take a couple bucks, right at the beginning of the month. And if I sold a customer, I could always bill for the upcoming month. So many of the businesses I had, you have to deal with the bank, or there's cash flow, or there's lots of capital investment. And the faster you go, the more capital you need, and the higher the risk goes. And I've done well and made money with it, but the risk is high. And you've got, like, when I sold my construction company, I had, gosh, coming up on $1 million in receivables to collect, that I collected for the next 6 to 9 months after I'd sold. That's a lot of money to be tied up. You can't pay payroll with receivables. So I love the cash flow model of the cleaning business. And I love that as you grow, your cash flow should actually get better as opposed to worse. It's not unique. Yeah. But very few businesses have that. Software as a service has that. There's some businesses that have it, but I like that business. I like it a lot. That's the first piece. The second piece is what you kind of alluded to in terms of, well, what's the future? You know, taxi driving is kind of up in the air, right? Uber's come in and said, hey, we can automate that. And they didn't really automate. I mean, self-driving cars would automate it, but they've changed the landscape of that. I'm even more excited about the future of the cleaning business based on where society is going. And I'm not familiar with the UK, but I have a feeling our economies are similar and business, the business climate is similar. In the United States, I have found that the biggest commodity over the last 20 years that people are investing in is time. We want microwaves. We can't wait to be cooked. We need fast food. We want, you know, we've now got Netflix because there's no commercials. We can't wait the 2 minutes to watch, you know, everybody pitch us stuff. Time, time, and time. That is the commodity that everybody wants and so few of us can provide. The cleaning business, and I tell my one-on-one coaching clients this all the time, we are not trading dollars for hours. You give me $26 and I'll pay this guy to put his hand in your toilet. That's a low-value proposition and hard to sell. But when I can go to people, business people, family people, retired people, and redeem time for them, I'm selling something that very, very few other people can do, but everybody wants. So I see it as the opposite. When you're like, man, it's going to get saturated. There's low barrier to entry. I agree. That's not my favorite piece of the business is the low barrier to entry. But yeah, so few people treat it like it's a business. So it's so easy to compete with just like, I forget the phrase that you use, like a Hoover and a rag or something. Those people are so, yeah, if you just treat it like a business, there's really no competition. And they can't really save time because they're like, well, I can't come today because of this and I'm not insured and somebody quit and I'm kind of sick and I'm not sure. Yeah. Can we? They're not saving. They're not really providing. And they don't even understand what they're providing. They think they're good at cleaning. Therefore, they can run a cleaning company, which is...
Yeah.
Not the reality. So those are kind of my two pieces. Is that any thoughts or a response?
Yeah. Like when you say about those, I mean, basically with an experience I had, when I first decided to start the business, I didn't really have any money. So that's what caused me to have to build the website with no experience of doing anything like that. But I remember at that time, I was quite vulnerable in thinking, was this the right or wrong thing to do? I had an instinct that I could do something a bit different to other companies. But I didn't realize truly how competitive our area was until a week after I'd started. We got our first contract and I was quite motivated. And then within the next week, I remember driving through Newmarket on a Friday and just seeing pretty much every cleaning company van you can imagine in a 20-mile radius all around the town, all doing a different job. And I thought, if I'd have seen that a week before we got the contract on, I honestly think that would have scared me into thinking, I can't do this. This is too many competitors. But there's a lot of competition. It's intense. It's probably fierce. There's probably little work out there in comparison to how many that want the contracts. And I now realize, when, as you describe it, there's so many companies out there, but so few of them that do it to a professional degree. And I think that's the difference, is that everything I look to achieve in the business, and I am a scatty reprobate. I'm not a completely concise, brilliant man. I just do what I can to the best of my ability. But I think in doing that, it elevates you above half the people that are out there that just think, yeah, I like a bit of cleaning. I'll do this. And I'll, you know, go around and put around and I'll do Mrs. Smith's house. And I'll go and I'll pick up a few contracts. But they're not really in a mode of thinking, I own a business. I'm trying to grow a business. I'm not trying to present myself as like a window cleaner that'll also do your gutters and I'll also rub your front door down. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. And I've also realized that people are content with that level, that people are happy to be in a van, go around, have their round, they're their own boss. They do a bit and there's a contentment and I respect that. But that is a lot of the market, actually. That's a lot of your competition. I think for me anyway, and where we are, there's only two or three companies. Well, one actually I'd consider our actual rival, who I would say have the template and that I'd be looking to achieve myself. And when you get to that level, when you get that level of understanding, I'm not at that level literally with the business yet, but I am at that level of understanding. It makes me feel less anxious about it.
You were actually quite generous when you said half the people out there, you know, aren't really kind of in it as a business owner. They're just kind of dipping their toe in. I would say based on me talking to people, this is what I do, right? Day in and day out, on air and off air, all I do professionally now is serve cleaning owners of cleaning companies. And I would say that number is probably a lot closer to 90%. It is the vast majority are not professional. So the good news is, and I hate to say it, but as I coach and get really good results for my people, I always tell them, you know, obviously I know what I'm doing and I'm glad I can help you, but gosh, at least a third of it is the competition in the States. I don't have any customers current in the UK. But in the States, the competition is just so easy. There's lots of numbers, but low quality, which is fantastic. It's very easy to stand out.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, let's do this. Since first of all, that was a good conversation, hopefully helpful to Cleaning Nation. Let's get more specific. We'll hit the lightning round. I'll give you the opportunity to give some value back to Cleaning Nation. Three quick questions. You're going to give three amazing quick answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Best piece of advice I ever received. I don't know. It's a good question as well. Actually, I've forgotten that you're going to pose this to me. best piece of advice. It just keep going. I think it was a case of, there were times when I would wobble and my dad would just say to me in a very simple way, just keep going, keep doing it. You're doing well. Just keep going. And it's nice to have that encouragement, but I think that's become a kind of internal mantra to me a little bit. And it's very simple, but it is just a case of, regardless of what happens, regardless of what might pop up. And generally we get some great news. So it's not like it's all having to face hardship, but yeah, just keep going.
Yeah, that is good advice, not just for the cleaning business, but for business in general. And quite frankly, life in general. Thank you for sharing. Question two, what's the biggest mistake that you've made in the cleaning business that we can all learn from?
Oh, this is a classic. I don't know how many other people have experienced this, but I basically went to price a really good office clean. And I looked at this job and I thought, well, this is a decent job, because I always ask what happened to the previous cleaner, because of course you can learn from any mistakes they may have made. But they simply said to me, yeah, we were told by our cleaner, who's doing a good job, that we need to find another contractor because she's leaving to move to Ireland in a couple of weeks. So I thought, well, this is a really good job. How many other contracts has she told this to? So I found out her details and I phoned her up, and she had a small business. And the problem was, I was looking to basically buy her out and say, look, if you can give me the leads to other contracts that fit the mold of the one I've just been to, I'd be really happy to take them on. I'll give you some money for it. So what was annoying is at the time I was taking on two new members of staff, and they wanted a few more hours than I could give them. So when I was just coming to acquire these contracts, it seemed like everything was going to fit into place. So I went to buy them, and the problem was there was quite a lot of domestic contracts in there, and I was mainly really looking for commercial because how much hours I needed to give the girls, I decided to take on the domestic as well. But I worked out a figure. We came to £3,000 because I think the overall figure for the business was about 21 grand a year. It was turning over, and I went and bought it for three, which I don't know. It was a decision I was indifferent about slightly, but I decided it maybe was the right thing to do. But it turns out because we basically got to know each other quite well in the couple of days we were talking, and she seemed very genuine. We talked about the business a lot and our struggles with it. But basically, to cut a long story short, she gave me these leads. I paid her the money. And when I went through the leads, I realized that a lot of them had basically found other cleaners. They weren't even available. They hadn't heard from her for ages. And I'd asked her just to prime them. I said, tell them that I'll call them or I'll send them an email. And they don't have to necessarily agree to come on with me, but I'm only asking that they're looking for a cleaner. As long as they're looking for a cleaner, that's the only criteria they have to fit. But it turned out the first five that I phoned had already found other cleaners. The sixth one I had a passive-aggressive semi-argument with because she had caught her at the wrong time. And I was just like completely deflated. So I phoned the lady back who sold me these leads, and she just denied it and said, oh, no, they're ready. And she basically was just an asshole. Sorry to say that language if that's not appropriate, but... and I lost £3,000. I mean, at the time, we just about could absorb that in our cash flow because it was about 6 months after starting, and we'd done all right in a short space of time. But yeah, it was a learning curve. I mean, I just trusted her, which I shouldn't have done, but I got drawn into it. Next time, I'd be more likely to do due diligence over the small details and make sure the leads are verified before I paid anybody any money. But
yeah, just pay her for the performance. Once you sign the contract, then she gets the money as opposed to upfront.
Well, yeah. I mean, that shows how wet behind the ears with business I was, maybe to a degree. But it's also to trust people is not a bad thing.
No.
But sometimes that trust gets abused. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Thank you for sharing, because I think it'll help. But B, that just bums me out to hear that from you. All right, let's turn the page. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can implement right away that will improve their lives or their business a little, a lot, just anything that they can implement right away?
I always think whenever I get in an email exchange of a client or potential client, the strength that I have in that department is in your email state, like signature. we have in England a governing body called the Guild of Master Craftsmen, which you can become a member of if you can be referred by, well, basically if they can look at your clientele and ask them for feedback on your standard of work. And if it's good, then you get a membership to the Guild of Master Craftsmen. I imagine in the States there's equivalent kind of organizations. I don't know what they'd be called, but I have their logo in my stationery. So where at the bottom of our email, it says my name and our details. I have our company logo. Then I have the Guild of Master Craftsmen logo. And I have the British Institute of Cleaning Science, because we're a member of them as well, in our foothold. So whenever you're in an email exchange, they immediately see that you're kind of the right outfit. You're a company that has a degree of integrity and professionalism. And I honestly think that's the, because if you're, if they're also emailing other companies and they've got an @hotmail.com or, you know, I mean, @Google, like .co.uk, like kind of email addresses, and they're not really fully signatured, and they're coming up against you and you're equal on price, I think that subtle deal of like professionalism works. I do think that implements something in their mind about you having to say anything, that you're doing things properly.
Good point.
I think that works. It worked very well for me anyway.
Yeah, and for Cleaning Nation out there, we don't have those exact same governing bodies, but there certainly are memberships like the ISSA we've had on. So for every country, there's going to be governing bodies that can help give credence and just legitimacy to your business. So, Alan, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for, I know that the time difference and you were kind enough to wait up and stay for us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know that Cleaning Nation appreciates you. If you want to check out Alan's show notes page and discover everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you can go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.